From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Tuesday has been proclaimed a national day of mourning across Iran following Sunday's major earthquake. Thousands of homeless spent a second night in the open air following the 7.3 magnitude tremor and its aftershocks that left more than 400 dead and thousands injured. The hardest-hit Iranian province was Kermanshah in the west that borders Iraq. It was one of 14 provinces affected in the country. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has vowed to rebuild the region quickly. In Iraq, Rahman Hani, director of the Darbandakan Dam, said despite its strong construction, the dam was damaged at the top where there are vertical and horizontal cracks. He said part of the dam actually sank. The quake was centered near the town of Halabja in Iraq's northern Kurdistan region and was felt across Turkey and Israel and even made skyscrapers sway in Dubai. The quake heavily damaged villages and caused landslides that hindered rescue efforts. In Tehran, a blood transfusion official appealed for donations, especially negative blood types, including O negative. The Iranian Red Crescent estimates 70,000 people are in need of emergency shelter. The region sits astride major fault lines and is prone to tremors. A 2003 quake southeast of Tehran left tens of thousands dead. Vote counting is underway in Somaliland, as well as a ban on social media after the breakaway republic held its third presidential election Monday. Three candidates are competing to replace President Ahmed Mohamed Mahamud, who opted not to seek re-election. Final results expected in several days. The former British colony broke away from the rest of Somalia in 1991. The territory has run its own affairs since, but has never been recognized as independent. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has ended a 12-day, five-nation tour of Asia dominated by talks on the North Korean nuclear threat and trade. Mr. Trump said once he returns to Washington, he'll make a major statement on both. The president's last stop was a Southeast Asian ASEAN summit in the Philippines.
When we get back from the White House sometime during Wednesday, very complete statement as to trade, as to North Korea, as to a lot of other things. We've made some very big steps with respect to trade, far bigger than anything you know. This has been a very fruitful trip for us and also, in all fairness, for a lot of other nations.
Tuesday, Mr. Trump called his Asia trip a tremendous success, resulting in at least $300 billion worth of deals. A North Korean soldier shot several times while defecting Monday has undergone surgery and remains in critical condition. The soldier used a vehicle to approach the border with South Korea but was forced to abandon the vehicle and was shot several times as he fled on foot. The Army of Myanmar, also known as Burma, released a report Monday disavowing all allegations of rape and killings during a security crackdown that's forced hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims to flee to Bangladesh. The charge was leveled by a senior UN official who toured a refugee camp in Bangladesh. Speaking at the ASEAN summit, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau Tuesday said he had an extended meeting with Myanmar de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi about the plight of the Rohingya Muslims.
Canada will continue to support ASEAN's humanitarian and political efforts to find a sustainable and just solution to the ongoing crisis, and we will also continue to work with the governments of Myanmar and Bangladesh to allow for the safe return of displaced peoples.
He also named a special envoy for the region. The Canadian leader also expressed concern over human rights, the rule of law, and allegations of extrajudicial killings in the Philippines' war on drugs. In Afghanistan, more than 20 policemen were killed in coordinated attacks in southern Kandahar province. The government claimed 80 of the insurgents were killed or wounded in attacks on more than a dozen checkpoints. The Turkish and Russian leaders met Monday in the Russian Black Sea resort of Sochi to discuss the next steps in bringing the Syrian civil war to an end.
Ben bu ifadeleri anlamakta doğrusu zorlanıyorum.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said countries that insist there is no military solution should withdraw their troops. Both Presidents Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump said they would continue the fight against Islamic State. Catalonia's ousted regional president Carles Puigdemont told a Belgian daily he would be open to a solution to the political dispute with Madrid that does not involve secession. Puigdemont was ousted after the Catalan parliament declared independence October 27. A federal appeals court in California has allowed President Trump's latest travel ban to go partially into effect, involving people coming from six Muslim-majority countries with no connections to the U.S. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.